Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, in Belarus, the two-legged skunk, international criminal Alexander Lukashenko, the head guy over there, hijacked the airplane flying from Athens to Latvia. These are both European countries. And he had his jet swoop around it as it was landing in Latvia and scored it forcibly. Belarus hauled off a journalist and his girlfriend, beat them and tortured them till he held a press conference saying he was glad he was beaten and tortured. He loves Alexander Lukashenko and he won't print anything in the future that's bad or nasty. Literally, quite literally, that's what happened. Putin was behind it. Putin supplies Belarus. Belarus is under severe sanctions from the EU and the United States for having done that. And they're really getting squeezed. Their exports are oil, potash. You use it in fertilizer, other chemicals, and we won't buy it. They supply 20% of the world's potash needs. Well, good luck. Find somebody to buy it, Jack. Terrible. The country doesn't want them. The people are very good people. Want to throw them out, but Putin is his godfather. Putin is his godfather, so to speak. So here's the deal. What he has done now, because he doesn't know what else to do, he is now flooding neighboring European countries with illegal immigrants. And he invites them into Belarus, and then he sends them into Lithuania, Latvia, and Poland. Belarus has a 420-mile border with Lithuania, much of it unprotected, sort of like our border with Canada. And I'll tell you what, Lithuania used to be part of Poland itself. Poland itself was the largest European country on Earth, well, in Europe. And then suddenly the Ruskies, Russians, Prussians, and Austrians swooped in, carved it up in the 1790s, took its name off the map. It was one third, roughly, Prussian, mostly Russian, a little bit Austrian. And it didn't pop back up on the map until 1918, if the Allies won World War I and restored Poland. Then, of course, it got effectively wiped off in terms of independence by the Nazis going in, and then the Ruskies, the commies, Stalin going in, and then they were tied up with the Russians till about 1989, and then you had some great patriots in Poland, push back. At that point, the Berlin Wall came down too. Poland was free. Poland was free. Lech Walesa, the great union leader, an electrician in the shipyards, led it, risked his life. Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul, who was Polish, was a great leader, and he helped it along, free Poland. Anyway, that's in a nutshell what has happened. And now Putin has always wanted to recapture Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia, for that matter. He's already effectively controlling Hungary and Bulgaria because their strongmen are afraid of him. And Trump betrayed them because Trump was servile to Putin. So what's happening over there now is they have this unguarded 420-mile border, Lithuania does, with Belarus. Suddenly, you're going to get a lot of Chechenian Muslims coming in to Europe. Now, here's the problem. Here's what's going on over there. The European approach to immigration is all wrong. Angela Merkel let a million people in from jihadist cultures, and there have been a wave of church burnings, people getting knifed in the street, hatcheted in the face. It is unassimilable. Unassimilable. The imperative of jihad is to exterminate or forcibly convert the host population. We have got to support Poland, Lithuania, and Latvia in expelling these illegal immigrants coming in through Belarus at the instigation of Alexander Lukashenko, a criminal. That's what we got to do. for that matter, you know, Spain owns a city, believe it or not, in North Africa, basically in Morocco, right next to Morocco. And there they weaponized immigration too. The Moroccan authorities didn't like something that Spain did, I think, on the Straits of Gibraltar. And so what they do is they sent something like 6,000 illegal immigrants into that city. And they go, oh, well, now we're in Europe. Now we get to go to Paris and London and Rome. Well, no, you don't. And the Spanish drove them out. Greece owns a small island right off the coast of Turkey. And Turkey, whenever they want to send a message, floods that one and says, okay, now you're here. So therefore you can go to what? Stockholm, Berlin, London, Paris. This has got to stop. This has got to stop. And the fact is the West has to act in concert to drive jihadist immigration out of Europe, out of the United States, out of Canada, New Zealand, and Australia. And let's start with Alexander Lukashenko, the murderer and thief strongman who is channeling illegal immigrants, probably from Chechnya and a lot of other places on the southern flank of Russia, into Europe. Okay, that's the foreign policy discussion. Well, not really, there'll be more. But now we're gonna go on to January 6th. We're gonna go on to January 6th. The first sentencing of one of those insurrectionists occurred yesterday. There are more than 500 cases that have been prosecuted and they're all pending in different ways. You have to understand something about criminal prosecutions. Some people are much more culpable and at risk than others. Why do I say that? There are people who showed up at January 6th in military formation. They've been planning this. There's a lot of evidence that even that morning before Trump spoke, they were planning it. They're going to go up and kill members of Congress and stop the certification. Take a look at the video. They go single file through in military formation. They went the way they would in a foreign country. And you see them beating police officers, beating them up, punching them in the face, punching them in the stomach, kicking them on the ground. Those people have got to go to prison for a long time. You do not lay hands on a police officer, period, end of story. But there were some people who were there. Trump sent a save the date card. They show up. There's Trump. They like Trump. They start shouting Trump. He goes, let's go up to the Capitol. I'm going to go with you. And he was lying. He didn't go with them, but they thought he was. And well, if the president says you can go in the Capitol, I guess what the heck? And, you know, they go up there and some of the Capitol police officers remove the barriers and they go walking in, look around and leave. Don't hit anybody. Don't start anything. They have still committed a felony. They have committed a criminal trespass and they have protested in a place. Under the First Amendment, you can protest, but you cannot criminally trespass to protest. So, the first woman to be sentenced, she was 49 years old from Indiana. She and a girlfriend, or was a buddy, a hairdresser, probably her hairdresser. They go, hey, listen, Trump wants us to come. That'll be kind of fun. Party a little bit. Let's go to Washington, D.C. And they have no idea what they're going to do. They show up. Trump goes, hey, let's go to the Capitol. I'll lead you. Oh, the president. Well, maybe he'll invite us to the White House afterwards for coffee or booze. And they go up there. This is exciting. It's exciting. And it's really no different than if a Democrat got an invitation and you know from John F. Kennedy, Obama, Clinton, hey, let's come. Hey, let's walk up to the Capitol. And, you know, that's how they look at it. They look at Trump that way. They look at Trump that way. So they're up there. They say, hey, wait a minute. This is getting a little out of control. They leave. They've just committed a felony. They were there 10 minutes. And fortunately, the feds dropped all but one charge, and that was basically illegal entry. All other charges are dropped. They get no jail time. She gets no jail time. 3 years probation, 40 hours of community service. She can go down to a homeless shelter and serve meals for a week, 8 hours a day, 40 hours, and a $500 fine. And the judge looks at her and says, just don't do it again. She says, I won't. I didn't realize what was happening. Quite frankly, with a woman like that, I think it would be good judicial discretion if the judge had said, I'm going to hold it open. There's a thing called a hold open. You don't do it with a serious crime, but you do it with some stuff. A hold open. And if you don't do it again in a year, I'll dismiss the charge. He didn't do that. He sent a message. Sent a message, don't come out here and invade the Capitol, even if you didn't know what was going on. But there are more than 500 other people pending, and they ain't getting 3 years probation and a $500 fine and 40 hours of community service. What these other people are going to get, a lot of them are going to get a lot of jail time. Why? A cop's eye got gouged out. That's a serious felony, multiple decades in jail. They were stabbed with poles. One guy was punctured. A cop. Others are beaten up. Take a look. They're not resisting because they're afraid they're going to be killed. And they're being punched in the belly, punched in the jaw. These are cops. Kicked on the ground. Dragged down the stairs with their head bumping against the stairs. That's multiple felonies, Jack. You're going to jail for that, Jack. And that's what's happening with the rest of them. So this first one sent a message. Even the most innocent, apparently decent-looking person who just had bad judgment. But you know something? There's a lot of people. If there's a president you like, whether or not I like him doesn't make a darn bit of difference. If there's a president you like and he's there revving you up and you go, hey, let's go up to the Capitol. I'll go with you. A lot of people go along with that president they like. A lot of people go along with that. And you get in there. Some of the cops take away the barriers. You go in. Suddenly you see a lot of very odd looking people. Some of them are carrying sticks and weapons and they're shouting, hang Mike Pence. And then there's a gallows right there by the Capitol. You can see it on TV. It reminds me of Marie Antoinette being beheaded in the Place de Concorde in Paris. Beautiful place, Place de Concorde, great little restaurants and coffee shops. Place de Concorde, very famous. She was beheaded. How bad is that? There was a guillotine. They said, behead Marie Antoinette. And they did. They chopped her head right off. Marie Antoinette, she was actually an Austrian princess, married to the King of France. Very, very unwise marriage. Well, Mike Pence is not Marie Antoinette, but he was about to get hanged. And I think they saw that and they said, hey, this is getting a little much. It's like going to a biker bar and we thought we were going to go dancing somewhere. So she doesn't get the book thrown at her. And I agree with that. She probably could have got less of a book thrown at her, but so what? Anyway, going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.